Welcome to Inner Circle, the premier softball podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric Lopez and Victor Anderson.
And welcome to another edition of In the Circle. Usually you hear my voice second. I'm Victor Anderson. And the voice that you usually hear first is Eric Lopez.
Touche.
My friend, we are at the end of the Division II review.
Unbelievable.
And I couldn't think of a better way to end the Division II review than the team that ended 2016 holding up the trophy. And I'm talking about the National Championship Trophy. I'm referring to the North Alabama Lions, and we will be talking very shortly with head coach Ashley Cozart.
Absolutely, the defending national champions, and a lot of news going on with North Alabama. We're going to talk about they're going to go to Division I soon.
Yes,
that's the big news that came out in December. I don't know how we missed that. I blame football or something.
Of course,
but North Alabama in December announced they're going to Division I. To the Atlantic Sun Conference, I believe there's a time period here in the next few years,
yeah.
And we'll ask Coach about the impact of the program there, and that's huge because North Alabama, Vic, has been one of the powers in Division II.
Yep, 60 wins last year. Went to the Division II Women's College World Series, won it all, won it in three exciting games. Actually, lost the first game to Humboldt State, had to win the last two to win the championship. So it's gonna be an interesting year for North Alabama. We'll talk to Coach Cozart had a new addition to the family, and we're not talking about a new player that was recruited to the Lions, but we'll talk about that with Coach Cozart in just a few moments. For those of you who want to follow the entire Division II review, you can go on our blog, InTheCircleBlog.wordpress.com. Follow us on Twitter at InTheCircleSB. Send us an email, InTheCircleSB@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, InTheCircleSB, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast on Podomatic and iTunes. So let's not waste any more time. The final D2 review, and we get to talk to the headline of the reigning defending national champion, North Alabama Lions. We are talking with Ashley Cozart. And joining us right now, the head coach of the, I know it's so good to say, the reigning defending Division II national champion, North Alabama Lions. And a coach who I have tremendous respect for, and we speak of head coach Ashley Cozart. Coach, thanks for the time. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Now we were joking a little bit. We'll kind of break down the fourth wall here. We were talking to your SID a few weeks ago to try and get this interview, and it just so happened that you were welcoming a new addition to the Lion family, your second child. So we want to first of all extend our congratulations to you, Coach.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's been a crazy 2 weeks, but it's been great, and just excited to get on the field with my team here pretty soon. So
yeah, a lot of things going on off the field. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of things going on off the field. Winning the national mm-hmm. championship last year. Have you had a chance to kind of reminisce and look back at that season and how great that feeling was to be that last team standing holding that championship trophy in Denver?
We have, we've definitely had our time, and, I will say ever since the fall has started with the new team, we've, tried to put, all that aside and really focus on this year because, it's actually kind of tough coming off a year like that. I know some people think it might be easy or you might have less confidence, and we do, but we want to make sure these new girls and this new team, have their own identity, and so we've really tried to not compare them or say you have to do this or have to do that type thing. And so it's actually been a little bit of a struggle just making sure that we get this team ready and that we have our own identity. But last year was just a storybook season. I mean, that's been one of the biggest things that people have asked me, is it going to be like last year? Are they, compare it to last year? And last year is just something that you can't write up with, all the records that we set and the awards and obviously winning the whole thing. It was just unbelievable. And I'm hoping that we can have something similar, but it has been, kind of a tough year coming off something like that. So we've had to, just find a balance with it.
It is weird that you start your season, you knock off the number one national, the reigning national champions, North Georgia, you knock them off 12-2 at the Peach Bowl Showdown in Columbus. Did that game add additional confidence to your team knowing that we can beat anybody in the nation?
It did. That whole tournament, I think, just gave us a lot of confidence because there's some really tough teams in that conference, and I think beating those teams and going through that competition. You know, North Georgia, Armstrong State was in the World Series, and we beat them. And so I think just playing that good competition and just showing our girls right off the bat, hey, we can do this. You know, with girls, it's a lot about how you feel is how you play. And so I think coming off of that tournament, we had a lot of confidence, and we were just really close as a team. And so it really gave us just a lot of momentum going into the season.
And really, I think the schedule that you played early on set you up for the rigors that was the Gulf State Conference. And I feel that seeing it from the Sunshine State Conference on my end, that the Gulf South is up top to bottom the toughest conference in all of Division II. And just for those folks who don't follow the Gulf South Conference, give them a taste of what it's like playing teams in a conference like a Van Austin State, like a Alabama Huntsville, like a Shorter on a week-in, week-out basis.
Oh, it's so tough. Even you saying those teams now, I'm getting nervous about the season just because there really isn't a weekend that you can just relax. And that's a big thing about our conference is that you really have to bring your A game every weekend because even the middle of the pack lower schools, you know, can beat you because they're so strong. But I mean, you know, I've been in, I guess this is my fourth year going into this conference, and people would tell me, hey, UAH, hey, Valdosta, hey, Shorter. But you really never grasp that concept until you actually play them. You get on the field with them, and week in and week out, you're battling with them. And there really is just a huge respect for our conference. And it's really tough. You know, when we got to the World Series, Coach Les Studeman at UAH, she's a big mentor for me, but she said, look, you guys have played the toughest competition week in and week out. You play these teams and you're prepared to be in this position. And I really think that was the difference maker in the World Series. And, you know, not putting down any other conferences, but I think because we go through every weekend, you know, we see just such tough competition that it really prepared us when we got to the World Series. We weren't scared. We weren't nervous. We were ready. And so I think it really helps us for postseason. But it is. It's tough. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I love being in this conference, and it's great for our student-athletes.
Speaking with Coach Ashley Cozart, head coach of the North Alabama Lions on In the Circle. I'm Eric Lopez alongside I'm Victor Anderson alongside Eric Lopez. You have a coach in Whitney Hawkins who knows the rigors of playing in the Gulf South herself, a standout for Coach Studeman at Alabama Huntsville. What's it like having her on the staff who knows how to go through the Gulf South Conference herself being a player for 4 years?
It's great. I mean, she's just come in and made our team better, our pitching staff better, and you're right. I mean, she knows the ins and outs of this conference. She knows what it took as a player and a coach to be successful. So she's really brought a lot of great insight to our team. You know, we work well together because, you know, I'm a little bit more laid back, and I'm more of an options players coach, but she kind of brings that other side where a lot of times she'll challenge me on different things and say things, and she's a little bit more tougher, which I like. And so we really feed well off each other, and we kind of bring out the best in each other. So it's really been a good mix, but it's been great having her on staff because she knows, you know, what it takes, and so it's really helped our team a lot.
And she gets to work with a couple of amazing pitchers, a Hillary Carpenter, all-time winning pitcher in North Alabama history. And then you get Raven Cole, who transferred in from LSU Eunice, was a great 1-2 punch last year. They'll be back this year. What's it like to have two number ones that you can throw at anybody and know that they're going to give you the innings to beat anyone in the nation?
Well, it's funny. I always say that, you know, I definitely have a job this year because I have them both of them back. So it's definitely good job security.
Yes.
I always joke around with that. You have a good pitcher, then you have good job security. But it's just amazing having them both back this year. They're both going to be great for us in the circle. And, you know, both just are so different but so dominating in their own way. And so they'll definitely bring a lot of experience, and I've been putting the pressure on our hitters that if we can score, you know, 3-4 runs a game, then we're gonna be set, you know, because they're gonna give us a chance to win every game. So,
Coach, what's it like to coach in the state of Alabama, which is such rich softball right now in Division I and Division II, where in all levels you're competing for championships? What's it like to be in that state?
It really is awesome. I mean, Alabama is a hotbed for talent. You know, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, but my first head coaching job was in Kentucky, And when I made it to Kentucky, I recruited all Alabama kids. And so when I got the opportunity to apply for this job that was in Alabama, I said, well, I recruit kids from there. Might as well go take a job there. And so it really has been nice. I mean, you know, we get a lot of local kids, even just in the North Alabama area. There's so much talent. And so it makes my job a lot easier and a lot nicer to, you know, to be able to be close and stuff. But you're exactly right. I mean, it's just, it's nice to be in an area that is just so rich in softball all around. High school, junior college, there's a great, some great junior college programs that we're able to recruit from, but also a lot of great high schools. So it's really set up for success for us. We just have to make sure we find those right kids, but it's really nice to be in this area.
And you mentioned finding the right kids and the right talent. Now some big news within the university. North Alabama going to, from Division II to Division I. It's going to join the Atlantic Sun. Your thoughts on the move, and when does it take place?
I'm very excited about the move. I think it's just, you know, we're just in such a great place with our university. Just, you know, all across the board. It's just kind of the happening place to be right now. I mean, I absolutely love it here. You know, all around, academics, athletics, just everything is just moving in the right direction. So I think it's a great step, like for us in all areas. Right now, the transition will take place in the fall of 2018. It is a 4-year transition from that point. And we are going into the ASUN, which I'm excited about. It's a tradition rich conference. There's a lot of great programs. The softball conference is great, and so just heard a lot of great things about it and seen a lot of great things out of that conference. So we're excited to get in there and start competing, but we won't be eligible for postseason until 2022, I believe, is what it is. But we'll still be able to compete for a conference championship, which I think is great. That's something that the ASUN does offer. So we'll have something to work toward, and we'll have something to fight for, you know, our first years. So I'm excited about that as well. So I think it's a great move for our university.
And the thing about it from a softball standpoint, and I've said the Division II talent level now is so good that really there's not as big of a difference from a Division I and Division II type of talented kid that people might think. So I would imagine, if anything, it just enhances your recruiting abilities. It's not that big of an adjustment because you've been getting some of the best talent across Division II. So and they're with a lot of players that could probably play at Division I if they wanted to.
Correct. Yes. I mean, I don't think that it will really hinder us that much. I mean, I think our recruiting will really just stay the same, and you know, we still want to go after those kids that can play at both levels. But I mean, you're exactly right. We do. We get a lot of Division I kids in here that you know, can play Division I, and so we're really going to keep our same goals and our same outlook on recruiting. And we may just have to venture out a little bit more. You know, we've talked about that, maybe just expanding into different areas and, you know, just looking at some more kids and just being a little bit more selective and picky. But you're exactly right. There's not going to be a whole lot that's changed. And I think that it's something that we can eventually be successful in. So I'm excited about the future of that.
Yeah, and the president looks very good as well. You got a couple of big returners, Anna Gail Norris, who was a four set to play. A lot of expectations of her. You don't get Brooklyn Clark, who was top five in the nation in hitting. She graduated. You lose another outstanding player from last year's championship team, and Courtney Shields. So, do you feel Anna Gail is important to your team offensively? How crucial will it be for her to continue her production from last year, knowing that she's going to be the big vocal point of your offense in this year?
It'll be huge. I mean, I think she was second on the team in home runs and up there in batting average, and so she knows that she needs to step up, you know, for sure, and be able to. I mean, she did a great job for us last year, but she's got to continue that, and maybe a little bit more this next year, because knowing that we did lose Brooklyn Clark and Courtney Shields, and we've got our shortstop returning in Reagan Tittle, who's one of the best shortstops that I've ever coached. I mean, that kid could play, you know, anywhere on the field, but at any level as well, because she's just that the versatile and that important. But she also has to, you know, have a great year for us. We have Bailey Nelson, who's our leadoff last year, who, you know, she's got to continue what she's doing. We have we had a freshman last year, Mackenzie Roberts, who was a catcher. She was kind of in and out of the lineup, but she had a great fall for us. She'll be a sophomore this year. I look for her to be a big bat in our lineup. And we've got a lot of talented freshmen that have really come along this fall that I'm excited about as well. So, you know, we've got a good mix of returners, but also a mix of new kids that, you know, have come in and bought in and work hard. And so I think we're going to be a little bit of a different team than last year, but it's going to be a good different. And so I'm, you know, excited to see, you know, what we put together. I mean, we're going to be challenged right off the bat with our first tournament in Gulf Shores, a lot of tough competition, a lot of Sunshine State teams there. And so I'm excited about playing them and, you know, seeing what we have. We're going to be challenged right away. So.
And Coach, what do you tell your players? Because you're the defending national champions. A lot of teams, the teams that are in your schedule, they're going to circle you. That's the game they're going to look mm-hmm. forward to, and they're going to do it. So you have a target. What's the kind of, how do you relay that to the players who you say you kind of block that off, but at the same time, they got to be ready every game because every team you're going to play is going to bring their best against you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like you said. I mean, we're going to see everybody's number one. We're going to see everybody's best game because they're going to want to beat the number one team. So, I mean, it's big time. You know, they have to understand that, you know, we're the team to beat, you know, and if teams beat us, you know, it's kind of like last year. We beat North Georgia, so it gave us that confidence. If they beat us, it's going to give them that confidence. And so we kind of have everything to lose, and other teams have everything to win, you know, by it. But I also think, you know, today the rankings came out, and I don't put a lot into the rankings, but, you know, I didn't really even say anything about being number one because we have to earn that. We have to prove that. And we don't really get worked up on those little things. Obviously, we like to celebrate those things as they come, but you know, we just can't take that for granted. And we do. We have to bring our A game every single weekend because we do have that target on our back. And I think these girls know that. They understand that. And, you know, we don't want them to think too much about it, but, you know, we know that it's there for sure.
Of course, for a complete schedule for the North Alabama Lions, go to roarlions.com. They kick off the season on Friday, February the 3rd versus the Barry Buccaneers, a school out of the Sunshine State Conference. And Coach, you have a tremendous home field advantage at Cox Creek Park. They've did some renovations the last couple of years. I was there for Super Regionals when they played Rollins. It was standing room only. I think the entire town of Florence was there. What is it like to have that home field advantage, especially that helped propel you to Denver in the College World Series, having Regionals and Super Regionals there at home?
Oh, it was amazing. And it's just like you said, I mean, the crowd was electric and the atmosphere was awesome. I remember walking to home plate, me and the Rollins coach, and she looked up in the stands and she said, "Coach, does none of your fans have, you know, daytime jobs?" And it was so funny because, I mean, she was right. I mean, everybody was there, and it was just, it was amazing to see just the support that we had. And that was a huge factor in us moving forward. I mean, the home field advantage was just, it was awesome. And it gave us that confidence, and our girls didn't back down from it. They weren't nervous. They really took it in, and we're just so appreciative of it. I mean, Florence in general is just, like I said, so supportive, and we're so thankful for the support we've gotten and our fans. I mean, they really, really were a huge factor in our conference tournament, our regional and super regional. So we're very thankful for them.
Yeah, I think really the big point, and Eric and I were talking about it, game two super regionals, Rollins was up 4-2. It was the bottom of the seven. You were the visiting team in that mm-hmm. second game. And then all of a sudden, I'm hearing everybody stand up and going crazy. And I'm thinking to myself, don't let Brooklyn Clark get up with a chance to tie the game. They yeah. got Brooklyn mm-hmm. Clark up. She hit that double. I think the place literally exploded. You mm-hmm. win it. You go on and win in extra innings. That night in game two, that night when you went to Denver to clinch that trip to the Women's College World Series, what was that night for you and your, not only you, the team, but your family as a whole?
It was awesome. I mean, I think throughout the entire season, the Rollins series was when I was so nervous because you're so close to making it to Denver, but you got to get past, you know, you got to get past this obstacle. And so I think I was just the most nervous then. Because, you know, we had to win these two games. And the first game we played well. Of course, Rollins had Nikki Fogle, who I'm very familiar with because I'm yeah. from Nashville, Tennessee, and she's from Tennessee, and she's an amazing pitcher. And I knew that she just, I mean, she has this changeup, and she just keeps these teams off balance. And so the first game I was pretty proud of how we hit the ball, but I knew she was going to be back on the mound second game. And really that second game, everything went their way, and was she was – she was doing well, and I thought, okay, well, if we drop this game, then we make it a deciding game for tomorrow, then, you know, it just, I felt like it was more in their favor because, you know, because of her and how she was pitching that second game. But we found a way to win, and it was really our seniors that stepped up that game. I mean, it was like you said, Brooklyn Clark stepped up, and then Courtney Shields stepped up, and then I think our senior third baseman, Harley Barkley, hit the double down the line and scored two. And I think Brooklyn scored from first or second. And she's not even that fast, and I don't know what made me send her. I think I was waving her home, and then I said a quick prayer after I sent her because I didn't know what I was doing. And it would have taken a really good throw, and I think it bounced or something, and she got in there. But it was really it was an amazing time, and you know, just to know that you're going to Denver. Obviously, we wanted to get there and make some noise, but just to know that we had made it to that final destination, which was one of our goals. Our entire year, everything that we talked about, our hashtag was Road to Denver, and so it was built in our minds. You know, this Road to Denver. This entire season, and so knowing that night that we were going there, I mean, most of our girls have never even flown in a plane before, and that was one of their first questions to me was, you know, Coach, do we have to get on an airplane, you know? And so it was just, it's just so funny, and we have a lot of small town, just country girls, and just love them, but it was so neat just to see that and be a part of that and have, you know, everybody there watching in our crowd, and it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, so let's fast forward a little bit. You go to the championship series against Humboldt State. You lose the first game. You have to come back. You have to win game two. You do so in impressive fashion. And now you got a one-game win-it-take-all for the national championship. What was the mood of that dugout knowing you have that one last one game with everything on the line?
Well, you know, all year we had kind of been in that position. I mean, we'd come from behind. We had needed to win twice, and we had in the regional. We had to beat UAH twice, and we beat them twice. And then, you know, we came from behind to beat Rollins. And so it wasn't a position that we hadn't experienced before. And what was so great about our team is we never got up tight. We were always just so loose. And I always tell recruits, if you want to know how I coach or you want to know how we play the game, go on the national championship games or go some of our games on YouTube and watch us and just how relaxed we are and how much fun we have. I mean, you can't tell in our dugout if we're up 10 or if we're down 10. And that's what I love about our girls is they're just so even keel. And I think that really helped us in the World Series. You know, that first game we lost to Humboldt State, we didn't hit the ball at all. And that night, I think we ended up going, we went out to eat, and where did we go? We went to Dave & Buster's, and I said, we just need a night to just relax and play some games and just be us, you know. And I didn't really even say much in the huddle afterwards because the girls knew they didn't play well. I didn't have to sit there and beat them down and do this. And so we just needed a night to be us and just have fun. And so that next day, I felt like we just came relaxed and, you know, we're on a mission and we're like, we can do this. And after winning so big that first game, like I said, it just gave us that confidence and drive that we needed that second game. And it was just like no one was going to take it from us. We just had it in our mind. And it was really amazing just to see our girls' mentality and attitude and everything, you know, in winning that third game.
And I think the support that you got from all the coaches in the conference, I know Coach Studeman was sending tweets of congratulations. I know the conference was tweeting out congratulations. Mm-hmm. It was a more big of a sense of pride than not only that you won a national championship, but you won it going through the Gulf South Conference and all the tests that you had to go through, knowing that we made it victorious because of what we went through in those battles in earlier in the year.
Yes, definitely. I mean, each team in the Gulf South contributed to us being there just because of how strong and how tough they are and how prepared they got us. And it's like I said, it's just a storybook year because of how well we did in the conference and the conference tournament and regional and just everything. You know, looking back, you know, when you say these things, looking back, I'm like, goodness, it's so hard, but it was so awesome to know how hard the road was and coming out on top in the end, and so it was great.
You know, a couple of quick things before we let you go. What is the biggest thing that you want your team to focus on to not only maintain the excellence you had last year, but trying to get back to now the road to Salem, which is the destination for this year?
You know, I don't know if there's like one thing, but I think just having our own identity. You know, I think this fall, some of our girls were nervous or they were intimidated or they felt like they weren't good enough because of what we did last year. And so I want these girls to just relax and have fun and be goofy like last year's team. That is something that I want to bring over into this year. Is just, you know, with females, when we're confident and we're comfortable, we play and we act and get along so much better. And so I want them to take that from last year's team, but also to have our own identity. We may not have the home runs we had last year, but we may have more stolen bases. We may, you know, we may have more doubles. We may have more, you know, just different things across the board. And I want us to have our own identity. I think hitting is going to be a big thing for us this year. I think we have the pitching staff. I think we have a great defense, but we've got to put our hitting together. And so we've really stressed that this fall and also now that we think if we bring our bats, we can, you know, be just as strong. And so those are just some big keys for us.
Yep, and if the team this year is half as good as the team was last year, I got a feeling that you'll be in the mix again this year to go to Salem and defend your national championship. Coach, it's been a pleasure having you on. We want to send our best to you and your family. Again, congratulations on your new addition, and we will hope to talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Eric, a fitting interview, championship-worthy interview of the woman who was in charge of the team, preseason number one in the NFCA, preseason favorite in the Gulf South Conference, and they lose a lot of firepower. They got a lot of firepower back, but I think they're going to be a very pitching-heavy team with Carpenter and Cole in the circle anchoring them this year.
Yeah, I mean, preseason number one, they're going to still, to me, they're still the team to beat in the conference until somebody does it, right?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Very fair assessment. Very fair assessment.
It's going to be interesting, though, but they're going to have the targets. I asked her about having a target now. They're the defending national champions. Now it's on the other role. The role's reversed. You know, she talked about that win against North Georgia, how that was a big confidence booster. Now everybody's trying to get that win against them. So very fascinating to see kind of how they kind of handle all of that this upcoming season. But, wow, what a way. I mean, this is it, Vic. I mean, we're on game week.
Yes.
Game week.
Yes, my friend.
And, again, check out In the Circle. If you haven't had a chance to check out the site, we got...
Number one, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. But you're talking about the Division II coverage. We've covered St. Leo. We've covered Rollins. We've covered North Alabama.
Covered West Texas A&M. Southern Arkansas. Grand Valley State.
All over the country, ladies and gentlemen. And certainly credit to you, Vic. You've been on top of this. And I know that the schools appreciate that, and they appreciate for all the coverage. And I know this year you're expanding the coverage for Division II alongside. You're still, of course, back with Colin Rollins softball. But you're going to expand the coverage also this year as far as Division II during the year, aren't you?
I'm taking a page out of your playbook, as those of you who know, Eric Lopez, the Joseph Lenardi of college softball. Does his bracketology. I'll be doing the same for Division II. When the rankings come out, I'll be giving my thoughts.
Does that make you Jerry Palm from CBS, who does also bracketology on CBS? Or Shelby Mast, USA Today? Charlie Crean?
Charlie Crean.
Women's basketball?
I'm thinking Charlie Crean.
Women's basketball, ESPN, very good.
Thinking Charlie Crean.
I'm excited about this. I think this is a tremendous step here that nobody does anywhere. And you're going to kind of keep us up to date on the picture, not early in the year, as kind of about a month or two to the season, kind of where the picture is as far as the postseason is concerned for a lot of schools in Division II, because they're always wondering what's at stake.
Yeah, remember, with Division II, they always go by region. So the regional rankings usually come out in early April. So we'll be talking about that, and we'll give
our... And that's when you'll do your projections, yep.
Yes, and we want to thank all the coaches who made the Division II review a tremendous success, and we'll try and get more coaches and more coaches throughout the duration of the year. We've had tremendous feedback from it. I know from the player side and the coaches side and the fans, they've been very supportive of it. I certainly want to thank them for that. It's a labor of love, we like to say.
And what we'll do, if you follow us on Twitter, on the eve of the season starting, we will retweet and tweet out all the interviews again. So if you missed it for some reason, a reminder.
Or you want to listen to it again.
Which is nothing wrong with that. We will tweet all of that as well.
Yes.
And certainly hope you enjoy that. And certainly should be fun, Vic. It's here. Another year. It's going to be interesting to see. And kind of in last thoughts here. What's you're looking forward to the most this year in Division II? That's going to be, right? Can anybody, North Alabama, the favorites, who can knock them off? I mean, It's always going to be interesting plotlets.
You want to know the funny thing, Lopez?
Yeah.
We had half of the eight teams that made it to Denver.
That's right.
Represented on the D2 review. We had West Texas A&M. We had Southern Arkansas. We had Grand Valley State. And we just had the team that won it all, North Alabama.
And we have other storylines, too. In the coaching ranks, we had Sammy Marshall on. She's helping out in St. Leo. We had Mackenzie Hoon. We talked Palm Beach Atlantic.
Palm Beach Atlantic will be a member of the Division of Division II Sunshine State Conference and a member of softball. They'll be a full member in July, but they'll be competing in conference, and those games will count in 2017. Coach Kimmy Bloomers and company looking to make it back to the postseason for the third time in the last 7 years.
Brittany Johnson, All-American at Rollins, now going into coaching. So that's going to be an interesting storyline, how to follow that in here in Rad Rollins.
I'm still trying to figure out, do I call it Coach Johnson? Do I call it Coach Britt? Do I call it Britt? By the way, we would just like to recommend, I think of all the podcasts that we've had for the D2 review, and all of them were tremendous. All of them were tremendous in their own special way. I think the Rollins one was probably the most entertaining. Because
a little more unique, I'll say that. Let's just leave it at that.
Yes.
But they're all tremendous. And so we want to say good luck to everybody. Good luck to all the schools at Division II.
Yes.
On your goals and your journeys. And
Salem, Virginia is the destination everybody wants to go to. Only 8 tickets.
We'll find out throughout the year who's going to be on that journey. And for all the information on that, you want to keep it right here on In the Circle.